Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Canada thanks Bolivia for its presentation and commends its efforts to increase institutional resources towards preventing violence against women and holding perpetrators accountable. Canada also welcomes the invitation of the government of Bolivia to the Organization of American States Electoral Monitoring Mission. Canada appreciates the agreement with the OAS to conduct an electoral integrity analysis. Canada recommends that the government of Bolivia take appropriate measures that will that the will of the people is expressed in a free, fair, and transparent electoral process. Take steps to reduce backlogs and increase the technical capacity of officials to advance access to justice for victims, as well as to continue with proposed reforms to modernize and improve the judicial system. Third, provide the necessary financial resources to enable the sustainability and effectiveness of the Plurinational Service for Women and the elimination of the patriarchy and the special cabinet to combat violence against women and children. And fourth, ensure systematic dialogue with Indigenous peoples, especially those residing in protected zones and in areas heavily affected by forest fires, to ensure their rights are protected. Bolivia has an enviable record on the participation of women in politics. However, despite the existence of rules against political harassment and violence against women, there has been an increase in such cases, with perpetrators often not being held to account. Canada urges the government of Bolivia to ensure both awareness of relevant legislation and its full implementation. Thank you.